Areena.
Hello and welcome to All Points North. I'm Zina Iovino. Today, we're turning the spotlight on the lives of people striving to make Finland their home. In the news lately, we've covered how Ukrainians who fled here after Russia's invasion face an uncertain future. Their temporary protection status is due to expire in March of 2027. Interior Minister Mari Rantanen has said that Ukrainians may be able to apply for longer-term residence permits, for example, through employment. But for many, the path forward is anything but clear. Tanya Mustonen from the Ukrainian Association in Finland has said that right now, no one knows what will happen after that 2027 deadline. And according to Helsingin Sanomat, years spent under temporary protection won't count towards the residency requirement for a permanent residence permit. There's also been disturbing news this week from a new book on modern-day slavery in Finland. Journalist Paavo Teittinen's The Long Shift exposes the exploitation of foreign workers in low-wage sectors. The book documents how vulnerable migrants have been systematically underpaid, while their right to stay in Finland is tied to their employer. That dependency, Teittinen argues, creates the perfect conditions for abuse. But today's show isn't about victimhood. It's about resilience. So I wanted to go beyond the headlines. Join me as I head to the Finnish National Youth Theatre, where a new ensemble of young artists is redefining what theatre is and who it's for. In this show, young people from Afghanistan, Finland, Kurdistan, Somalia, Syria, and Ukraine work with experienced artists to create performances rooted in their journeys that brought them here. Many of them arrived as unaccompanied minors. That means they came here without their families, and for them, theater is more than performance. It's a way to process their past and share their stories. So we're here at the Finnish National Theatre, Finland's oldest professional Finnish language theatre, but we're here to talk about a project that's in a variety of languages.
My name is Jussi Lehtonen. I'm a head of communities and engagement here in the Finnish National Theatre. In this society, we often talk about problems that come when it's difficult to kind of have integration, or that some people are not integrated in the society. Often is kind of problem-oriented, the discussion. But here it's also our source of power is plurality, is that everybody is so different. And they come from different cultures, from different language backgrounds. They are different personalities. The project is about training them in scenic arts. We have funding from Finnish Cultural Foundation and Helsinki City. And with this money, we have been able to hire high quality freelance artists to give them training in movement, music, stage combat, and also writing. We have been writing a lot. So in this production, the manuscript is made by the young people through, the text is made through improvisation or storytelling or writing. That is all, almost, I think 95% of everything that is said, spoken on the stage is created by the young people themselves. Then there's the employment, that a contract with the National Theatre is really good for you also in your CV. And in previous projects, I have seen that the National Theatre is a gatekeeper organization in this society. So once you've been here, other doors start to open for you, either to schools or to other art institutions or media or really many things. And I've seen it in the previous projects that people do find their place in Helsinki or in Finland through art.
And that was Jussi Lehtonen. So what is the story about? A group of travelers find themselves stranded at a small town bus station when the bus never arrives. The agonizing wait stretches through the night, forcing the cast to endure both situations and people they didn't choose. It asks, how can people from different walks of life find connection in a public space? And how fragile is that connection when it suddenly breaks? Here's Tamara Searle, the show's artistic program designer. She talked about how it's all coming together.
Stormy with a chance of showers over there.
Well, it takes place in a bus station that is in a bus that they're expecting to come, gets delayed, and then it gets delayed again, and then it gets delayed again. So they're there in this bus station overnight. And they're forced together. This group of people is forced together to try and negotiate how to be in a regional bus station overnight. And that mise-en-scène, or that situation, that circumstance, allowed us to bring out each of their individual stories when they were so distinct. So we were looking for that situation where we could hear the diversity of stories. And it happens across a night in a bus station where people are forced together. They bring their own youth, they bring a culture, and that's what's really exciting to witness and be a part of, is that if we approach them as collaborators, then we are more equal, and I feel like that dynamic exists in our relationships with them, and then it exists on the stage as well, this sense that you're hearing about from them and about them in this performance, and that's possibly what's unique about it.
Well, I was born in Somalia, and I came here like 2009, when there are so many people from different backgrounds, from different like places, and that are in different situations at their life right now. Because we tend to like look a lot inside, like me, or ourselves, we focus on ourselves only. But then when you meet like different people from different places trying to do a show with you, and then they tell you their stories through their character or through their like training program, you learn a lot. You learn to like appreciate your own life, your own situation, and their own lifestyle or what they went through. I feel like it waters my flowers.
My name is Ara, and I'm from Afghanistan. And I came to Finland 3 years ago, and now I'm living alone. All of us try to help each other. Like, sometimes our language is not good, but they know that our language is not good, but they listen to us, and they are so passionate. Like, okay, we know that your language is not good, but we respect you and we listen. I like this part, and it's the best part of that I like it.
Next up, we hear from Roskin. She's been living in Finland for 2 years and takes on the role of a prominent Kurdish character in the production.
أنا روز من سوريا. عمري 22 سنة. وجينا على فنلندا تهريب.
So my name is Roskin. I'm 22 years old. I'm Syrian, and we came to Finland illegally.
كتير ممتع. يعني أنا قبل كنت مفكرة إنه هذا الشيء كتير صعب. بعد ما بلشنا مع التدريبات كان شيء كتير حلو. حالياً
It's very exciting. I used to think that this kind of production are super, super hard. But after training and after a lot of exercising, it's becoming super exciting.
The show also has young Finnish actors bringing their own voices and perspectives to the stage.
I haven't interacted before this with many people from especially the Middle East and Afghanistan. And this has opened my eyes massively. I've learned a lot about their culture, and it has made me realize that a lot of people just don't understand anything about them, at least in Finland, anything at all.
My Mind is a Beast premieres at the Finnish National Theatre on November 22nd and runs through December 18th. The performance features several languages, with Finnish as the main one. English surtitles are provided. And before we move on, I should mention that figures from the European Migration Network show that some 350 unaccompanied minor asylum seekers entered Finland in 2023. That was an increase of around 100 from the previous year. Some 200 unaccompanied minors also applied for temporary protection after fleeing the war in Ukraine that year.
You can join the conversation too. We want to hear what's on your mind. Just leave us a voice note or text on WhatsApp. Our number is +358 44 421 0909.
And now for a quick roundup of what has been making the headlines in Finland this week. Prime Minister Petteri Orpo urged greater EU solidarity with Eastern and Northern European countries, saying they're providing a protective buffer against Russia. Orpo spoke about unity within the bloc ahead of an informal summit in Copenhagen this week. Meanwhile, the European Commission is planning on using frozen Russian assets to provide loans for Ukraine. Here's Commission spokesperson Bazaz Uivari.
The President said that we are going to work on solutions to make available reparation loans to Ukraine on the basis of the immobilized Russian assets without touching these underlying Russian assets, and that's very important. So the Commission is looking at this very closely. And we'll be coming forward with the proposal soon. I cannot give you a specific timeline at this point in time, but we are working on this very hard.
A Finnish court has ruled it has no jurisdiction in the Eagles case. The state is now expected to cover the defendant's legal costs amounting to around 195,000 euros. Authorities have suspected the oil tanker of involvement in subsea cable damage last Christmas. The Finns party climbed back into third place in Yle's latest political poll. Support for Finance Minister Riikka Purra's party rose to 14.9%, which is up more than 2 points since August. The opposition Social Democrats still hold the top spot by a broad margin. Forestry giant Metsä Group has launched redundancy talks that could eliminate up to 800 permanent jobs, including 540 in Finland. The move comes amid a wave of layoffs in Finnish heavy industry, now totaling more than 2,000 announced in just over a week. Wolt CEO Mikki Kuusi is stepping down to lead UK-based Deliveroo, recently acquired by Wolt's parent company DoorDash. The 36-year-old, who was one of Wolt's co-founders, plans to continue serving as the chair of the company's board. A fire in a downtown Tampere parking garage destroyed about 30 cars and damaged 20 more. Police believe the blaze started in a hybrid vehicle that was charging. In total, around 90 cars were in the garage at the time. Consumer prices in Finland rose 2.3% last month compared with a year earlier. Healthcare costs jumped the most by just over 6%. Housing, energy, and food also became more expensive in Finland in September. And finally, the wolf population in Finland has jumped sharply by about 46% from a year earlier. The number of wolf territories also rose from about 62 last year to 76, including 57 family packs. The weekend is almost here, so what better time to explore what's on Yle's free streaming platform, Yle Arena? With fall foliage reaching its peak, my pick this week is The Secret Life of Trees. This fascinating nature documentary explores the hidden world of forests, shedding light on how trees communicate and even care for one another. And that's really all we have time for today. Thanks, as always, to my colleague Priya Ramachandran D'Souza and our audio engineer Katri Koivula for putting the show together, and to you, our audience, for listening to and supporting All Points North. We'll be back again soon. Bye for now.